Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, with my good buddy, John. How you doing, Johnny?
Go, peachy, and on location at wonderful Walmart in Bushnell, Florida. Whew, life doesn't get any better.
Well, yeah, life is pretty good, though, John, because for some reason, Judith just loves her personal shopper, and I don't know why, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, did you see that t-shirt I found for her?
That was awesome. Now, did you surprise her with that?
Yeah, we got some t-shirts made. There's this company called T-Fury, and you go on there and they have just gobs of weird, wacky Disney ones, you know, all kinds. Yeah. And there's independent artists that make up the designs, and then they license them to this company, and then the artist gets paid when you buy one. So it's pretty cool, actually. So I found one that has Terra Verde University, which is Mesa Verde University, which is the end of Horizons. That was the college supposedly that was founded in 2083 that everybody graduated from. So I found that one for me. I found one with Crescent Lake for Lisa that has all the resorts, you know, the Swan, the Dolphin, the Boardwalk, Beach Yacht and Beach Club around the lake for her. And there's actually even a little friendship boat going across the lake. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, and then JJ, I found a blueprint of the People Mover on a t-shirt, and my nephew Nicholas, I bought him a Illuminations one, and so I saw that one for Judith, and I was going to get four, and then I saw that one there, and it said, you know, about spirit jerseys and stuff like that.
That was awesome for her.
Yeah, so.
She looked beautiful in it too, John. Maybe they should hire her to model for them, John.
There you go. Not a bad idea. So.
Yeah. Tommy's a very lucky man. But do you know where else Mesa Verde's from?
Where's that?
Do you ever watch Better Call Saul?
No, I haven't seen. I've watched all of Breaking Bad, but I haven't watched Better Call Saul yet.
So. Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad, in my opinion.
Really?
Yes, I like it better. Some people think it's a little slower, but I enjoy that because they unpeel the onion very much on this.
Yeah.
God bless me, John. I couldn't find the mute on that one. So I tried. I was, this new Skype app, unless you click it and move it, the mute isn't there. So we're keeping that and we're live.
There you go.
But anyway, Mesa Verde is a company that Jimmy's girlfriend takes care of. And it's a big project. It's a whole part of the show, and it's called Mesa Verde. Okay. So, and what's the hey John? You got to get a hold of this company. Maybe we can get them on as a talk to them about their t-shirts and stuff, and about how it works.
Yeah, I'll send them an email because that would be interesting to actually, yeah, and like I said, they support the local artists, so it's really cool that independent little people making stuff out of the back of their garage, you know, are getting paid for their designs and stuff, so it's a really cool idea.
Well, get a hold of them, see if they want to be a part of the show. Maybe we can even get a sponsor out of them, John.
Hey, you never know, so yeah, I'll give them a call, or I'll send them an email, see what happens.
Before Lou, the Diz Unplugged, be our guest, or our Mickey Dude's buddies get to them. We need to get to them first, John. And we got Judith. Like, send a picture of Judith an email. We'll land them.
There you go. There you go.
Say, we've been buying your shirts. But, no, that was very nice of you, John. You sent me. I got a nice little choo-choo train, the Disney train, which is pretty cool, this metal earth.
And after last week's drumming of my lack of shopping abilities for you, there might be another package in the mail for you. So, I'm just saying.
Well, I didn't say a word. I don't even remember that conversation. All I remember is I love John. That's all I constantly say. I tell everybody how much I love
you. When you come down, you better have, be wearing a certain something on your wrist. I'm just saying that.
So. I'm going to be wearing two. If you get me this one, I'll be having that and my train.
There you go.
But
you'll be double-wristing it.
Let's leave that alone, and we're going to move forward. comments there, John.
Your mind looks gutter on that one. I didn't.
I have no comment. What are you talking about, John? Oh, Jesus. But anyway, I can't wait to see John, and there might be something coming back at you, buddy.
Oh, so, look at this! It's just a plethora of Disney giving, isn't it?
Yes. Love is in the air, in the space, and in the sound. It's a zippity doo dah day, buddy.
Yeah, actually, and I got that band for you, and then there even one of Judith's other friends on Twitter saw the band, and she really liked it. She contacted me, and I got one for her, too. So I really am taking this personal shopping to a whole other level now.
Well, dude, we need to advertise on it, you know? Just, you know, for anybody, you just put your little percentage on there, John, and make a personal shopper from Main Street.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, just get your gas money and a little bit of time, you know?
Yeah, buy me a beer and we'll call it all even. So.
That's your gas, John. That's what I'm talking about. That's what fills you up. Oh, man, that's funny. But anyway, you got to go. Listen to my English over here, John. I should be an English major. I really should. But anyway, you headed over to the Magic Kingdom again. For the first time in a while, not again after 6 months off. How was that?
Yeah, and it's funny. I'm looking at the news, and they're saying Disney Parks pass availability continues to be in very short supply for Walt Disney World annual pass holders. And I haven't read the article, but I think they're mostly talking about Hollywood Studios. But this past Thursday, I was sitting at Disney Springs after doing some shopping for some folks, and I was like, well, let me check. And I checked, and yes, it was Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, and I was able to make a Magic Kingdom park reservation for that day. So I don't know what they're talking about, but yeah, using my annual pass, I was able to make a reservation the day of. So,
yeah.
But
and you sent me that email. I was literally on top of a scaffolding inside of this skylight that was like 106 degrees sand, and I look like a powdered donut with dust all over me, and I hear ding. And I'm like, who's this? Is my boss texting me? What's going on? I look down, there's a picture of the castle. And I'm sitting here with sweat dripping off me, and I'm like, Johnny's at the Magic Kingdom. I wanted to get in the car and head to Florida.
Yep, and probably kick my butt and then leave, right?
The sad part was I was so disgusted about what I was doing. I was just happy somebody was having a good day, to be quite honest with you. It was in my line of work, there's nothing worse than sand day.
I can imagine.
It's just horrible, dude. Especially when it's hot and humid and it just sticks to you. I mean, literally. And then you're sending me the pictures of the Magic Kingdom. And then you had the one I wanted to come at you was Johnny Depp. with all the reports coming out on him, if they don't remove him from that ride, I don't know what is what anymore, John.
He's an actor. He's Jack Sparrow. He's not Johnny Depp at the point.
Yeah, he don't even want to live here anymore. He lives in France, and the guy's from Kansas, I think he's from, and he speaks French. I hate the man. Just so you know. But you sent me those pictures. I mean, that just rubs me so hard, John. Makes me makes me want to. That makes me want to come down there and chase you around the Magic Kingdom. But anyway, you got to see your friends from Pirates?
Yeah. Actually, well, I went in, and it was getting ready to pour that day too. So basically, I just wanted to go in to check out the procedures for getting in and everything. The monorails were running, so monorails, you are slotted to one group per bench. So like on the way over there, I sat on one side all by myself, and then there was a older couple sitting across from me, and on the way back there was a family sitting across from me, and I was sitting on the bench. So there's no standing, obviously, and no more than probably 6-7 people in any individual car. So very, very selective on getting in there. But once you're there, it's standard procedure of going into the Magic Kingdom. You know, you get your bags checked and you walk through, but man, it's just, there's hardly anybody there. It's just really weird to walk down Main Street and see about, and this was at probably 12:30, 12:45, maybe about 15 people milling around Main Street. That's
dude,
it.
It's making me, if I get laid off, want to come down even more.
Yeah, I mean, really, the only thing is the mask, and it's getting accustomed to the mask and wearing that. But I would recommend, if people, not you, Doug, because obviously you work in the industry where at times you do have to wear a mask, so you're very accustomed to it. But other people that aren't accustomed to it, especially for 8, 9, 10 hours in a day, you need to start wearing that on walks and stuff like that to get your body accustomed to it, and maybe even breathing through it and heat and stuff like that, because you do have to wear it all the time.
See, I'd be happy to sit in the no mask zone and just stare at the beauty of the parks, just to be there.
Yeah.
But
it is. You can certainly get some pictures that you would never get otherwise.
The only thing that bothers me about the mask, and I don't know if you notice this, like, because I'm in stores all the time at Depot. The thing that bothers me the most about the mask, I find it hard to concentrate and focus on what I'm trying to look at and read. It seems to distract me from looking at stuff. Do you get what I'm saying with that, John? It just seems that, like, it's cumbersome. It's just annoying to shop or I don't know. It gets in the way.
Yeah, it gets in the way, and I have a problem with I just have these cheap little paper ones because they're the ones that are the easiest to breathe out of that I found. But I have a problem with my wallet. I take out my wallet and I can't see over the mask to see what bills I'm taking out and stuff like that. So,
yeah, it's just something about it. Even though it's over your mouth, I don't see with my mouth, even though as much as my mouth moves.
I don't know about that. It might have a mind of its own.
I think it does, John. It really does. It might have a... Maybe I have a Mike Wazowski eye on the end of my tongue and I never know about it. Because I do talk before I think a lot of times, so you get what I'm saying. But I don't know, there's just something about it I just can't focus the same with it on. That's the point I'm making. So, but anyway, I would love to come down. I'm missing it. My godson Jimmy, they were excited. They were going to come down this fall, and he called me. It was going to be his first solo trip, him and his beautiful girlfriend, and they were going to head down, and he called me yesterday and said, Uncle Doug, I don't want to deal with it. And I don't blame him. Like, see, with me and Brenda or you or whatever, because we're there, we know so much, we could adapt to it. But if you're a first-time visitor having to deal with all these changes, because, like, if it said all of a sudden, Doug, you can't go in the parks, I would just hang out at the Springs or a hotel. It wouldn't bother me. But for him to have to make the reservation, do everything that has to do with not knowing anything to begin with, if you follow me, it's hard. First time.
Yeah. And it's not the... I mean, if this is your first trip down here, I would definitely recommend postponing it at least for a little while. You know, if you're a diehard like we are and you want to ride attractions and you want to see those, it's a great time to go because there's hardly anybody in the park. So you can ride as much. I mean, Magic Kingdom, you could probably do everything there in about 6.5-7 hours now. And they're really the only lines that develop, and there was a line for Pirates, was when they have to stop and clean the boats. So you're going to have a backup at that time, but otherwise there's no lines for just about anything. I mean, it looks like there is because obviously people are staying there 6 feet apart and stuff like that, but you literally just walk right up to the line, you know what I mean? So
that's awesome. And And with him, it isn't that he hasn't been there, but every time he's been there, I've been with him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like he could just follow. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's no stress. Like, him and Mark, I let them go, and they would go do their own thing, but pretty much I would set them in the right direction on everything, you know? Yeah, so I'm hoping that I'm hoping things clear up where they could go, but they were afraid of doing it this, so... And they want to be there at Halloween. His girl really loves Halloween time, that time of year. So they're going to push it back to 2021. I'm just hoping Disney will make the reservation for that. You follow me? In October. Because the way things are right now, I don't know what the dates for reservations or how they're going to work. So, but we shall see. You were talking about the studios being the one being hard to get into. Did you... Let me backtrack real quick. The one thing I'm disappointed in, John, when you were going to the Magic Kingdom, they were saying the bridge to the Grand Floridian's almost done. Did you check that out at all?
We drove over it on the monorail and looked at it. But, no, I didn't walk over to it. But it's getting very close. Yeah, as soon as that opens, I'll probably have to. I'll go out there just to do that.
Yeah.
I don't even care about going in the park. But, yeah, to be able to walk from the TTC all the way over to the Magic Kingdom and then turn around and come back. Dude, that's a good way to get your miles in. You know what I mean?
So. Dude, you know what a heaven day would be? Like, a heaven day for me would be with our beautiful brides, me, you, Brenda, Lisa, me taking you guys, pull into the wave, go in and get my... crab, you know, my breakfast, my crab, what is it called?
Benedict, isn't it?
Yeah, the crab's egg Benedict. My brain just froze, John. My crab's egg Benedict. Have you tried that yet, John?
No, we haven't eaten at the wave yet. We keep meaning to, but haven't
done it. The breakfast at the wave, that crab's, that asked our buddy Robbie, who looked, do you see how handsome Robbie looked in his Epcot shirt?
It was a t-shirt off, wasn't it? Yeah, everybody looked good in their t-shirts.
Oh, my God. I mean, the Marlboro Man has nothing on Robbie in that Epcot shirt. He looked fantastic, Robbie. You look good. You got nice little color on your face. He looked good. Robbie was a handsome character out there. I like his Epcot shirt. But anyway, Robbie loves the Florida Eggs Benedict, too. You got to try that, John, because you love crab meat. You and Lisa both love crab meat. You would love Florida Egg Benedict.
Yeah, there's just so much to try out there, so it's on the list. But
this is the perfect morning. We take you over there. We have Florida Eggs Benedict. Brenda loved the avocado toast there, too. So we go there for a nice breakfast. We park at the Contemporary, have our nice breakfast, and then we stroll right on through the Magic Kingdom, past that, head on over to Grand Floridian, roam around there for a while. Then we have lunch at one of the restaurants at the Grand Floridian, John.
Sounds good.
Nice day, couple drinks, hanging out together. It sounds like a fun day, don't it?
Yeah, it does. That sounds like a good day, and just being able to walk everywhere would be wonderful. So, yeah. And that's going to free up. I mean, that really, they had started that construction before the pandemic happened. So, but that really does help, because that's going to take some of the crowd away from the monorail and stuff like that. So now if you're just staying at the Grand Floridian, you don't have to worry about getting on the monorail. You can just stroll right over there. So.
Yeah, especially when you're last. And well, the biggest thing, John, is it worked out great, because we've been crying on this show for, and we don't even stay at the Grand Floridian. You stay there more than I. You've been there a couple times, but I've never been there. I've been there, but not stayed there. And the thing of it is that we've been crying about this walkway forever. Now with this whole pandemic and everything else like that, it's awesome, because you could walk there and feel better than riding on the monorail.
Yep, yep. You can walk there, and you're on your own time frame. So you know it'll take 10, 12 minutes to walk over there. Well, then you're going to leave at the time when you want to get there. You don't have to worry about waiting for a monorail. You don't have to worry about, you know, any of that stuff. So, yeah, and hopefully they just have a little bag check area right over there, so that maybe you'll even have your own individual bag check as you approach the park. So.
Well, that's what they do at the Contemporary, the walkway.
Yep, yep.
I love that, dude. Dude, I would eat breakfast every single day at the Contemporary the Wave if I could. Chef Mickey's isn't bad. I mean, not Chef Mickey's. What's the little eatery out there that we go to all the time? At the It's not Chef Mickey's. What's the other one?
Chef John? Mickey's is the sit-down restaurant where they actually have the...
Yeah, the characters. What's the Contempo Cafe?
Yeah.
My brain is, like, a little sleepy today, Johnny.
Yeah, no problem. You know what, Doug? We've been through the gift shop once or twice at the Contemporary, but other than that, I don't think we've had a single meal there. We've never eaten at the Contempo Cafe. We never eaten at California Grill. Nothing. So maybe we do need to get over there one time.
Yeah,
to check
you
it
do,
out
John.
Bit.
I mean, they have really good restaurants in there. We, me and Brenda, we love. I mean, we love the Wave, like I said. But the other positive thing is we also. That Contempo Cafe is really good. I've eaten there a couple times, and it's kind of like Wolfgang Puck's. Like you go up and order, and then they bring it to you at your seat.
Yeah, I think that's becoming more and more common all the way through a lot of places. But yeah, that sounds good.
And it's made to order. It's not like sitting there. If you follow me, John, it's
under
it's,
the heat lamps.
Yeah, and again, you head over there, you have a nice breakfast, and then stroll maybe over to Magic Kingdom, John.
There you go.
So I highly recommend that. But headed back to where I was going, did you see, you were talking about Hollywood Studios being backed up. Did you see Star Wars Galaxy's Edge? They have a new book out.
Yeah.
The Art of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
It's the new book about the creation of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, now available for pre-order. Coming in spring of 2021, The Art of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will offer an exclusive look at the land's creation. This large format book showcases never before seen artwork as well as exclusive interviews about the land's creation from artists at Walt Disney Imagineering and Lucasfilm. The book is written by Amy Ratcliffe and includes a foreword by Scott Trowbridge, portfolio creative executive, Walt Disney Imagineering. The Art of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is priced at $50 and can be pre-ordered now for pre-release in April of next year.
Well, until I get my mask in, John, I'm not ordering nothing from Disney.
You still haven't got that.
No.
Holy goodness.
Jim Tucker got his, and he said they were both not the size he thought they were going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, one was – and the thing I'm worried about is the sizes he complained about I think are the same two I ordered. One's too big and one's too small.
Okay.
So hopefully mine's just right. We'll see, but – I mean, we don't mention Jim enough on this show. He's really good to us on Twitter, isn't he, John?
Jim's the best. He's a great guy. I've talked to him a couple of times. He's trying to get him on the show, but he's a little more of a shy guy, so he didn't want to be on the show. But I think he'd be a good interview. So.
I just don't think he likes me, John, to be quite honest.
Well, you know, he is from Alabama and that New Jersey attitude, you know.
Yeah. I just don't. Maybe he don't like me, John. He just likes talking to you.
Okay.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, he's super nice. He's always tweeting our stuff out and doing it through Stitcher. He stitchers it out and everything. So we really appreciate you, Jim.
And he's been known to throw me a beer or two at
many
Animal Kingdom and Epcot. So he is definitely a very good guy.
Yeah. So. He offered me. He did me too, John. So don't, you know. He does like me a little bit, John.
There you go. See.
Now he's good people. Good people. What else we have here, Johnny? Disney Parks availability continues to be in short supply, and you said it's not.
Based on my experience, but they're saying now entering its second month of operation, the Walt Disney World theme park reservation system continues to offer extremely varied availability depending on the type of ticket you have, with annual pass holders facing very limited opportunities. Launched in July alongside the reopening of the Walt Disney theme parks from the COVID-19 shutdown, Disney Park Pass is an online system that controls the number of guests that are able to enter the capacity limited parks. Looking ahead to August, Hollywood Studios is unavailable for the entire month to annual pass holders, whereas it has full availability for Disney resort guests and for regular theme park tickets. Even looking further ahead into September, the studio is unavailable to pass holders on all four weekends. It isn't until October that availability reopens. During August, Animal Kingdom is available on 14 days, Magic Kingdom on 12 days, and Epcot on 28 days. Disney Park System is currently accepting reservations through to September 2021, although it remains unclear how long it is needed for COVID-19. Conditions continue to be at record levels in Florida, which would seem to suggest that capacity-limited theme parks and Disney Park Pass will be with us for some time to come. With limited availability in mind, Disney has been offering a variety of refund and extension options for annual pass holders. And Disney has also suspended the sale of new annual passes, although existing pass holders are able to purchase renewals. So, and I don't even, it's not my experience. I got a reservation today, so I don't know. Based on what they're saying, it sounds terrible, and there I was over at Disney Springs, was able to go right over to the Magic Kingdom. So.
Well, it sounds like the worst one to get in news, like you said before you started reading, was Hollywood Studios because of Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Animal Kingdom's still a little short because of
Pandora.
So, you know, I mean, it's the new bright and shiny stuff, and if you only got 25% of your capacity, it's going to be limited. So,
I'll still head over to Epcot. I'm happy. I'll go sit.
You know,
on the
and
bench
I was able
somewhere.
To make. I was able to make a reservation. 3 or 4 weeks ago for the end of August for Hollywood Studios. So they probably just reached their limit of annual pass holders they were able to get in. So, but yeah, I've got one, I think, August 28th to get into Galaxy's Edge. So.
Now, are you going in by yourself?
If I go. I mean, I just made it quite a few of them on Thursdays. Thursday's a pretty slow day. So, yeah, I might. I don't know. We'd have to be in Orlando for something anyway, so I don't know. We'll see.
More bad news, John. The AMC Theaters has today announced that it will push back the reopening of its theaters for a third time. Company had originally announced on July 15th a relaunch, then pushed it back to July 30th, and now will aim for late August. When AMC reopens, auditoriums will be reduced to 30% capacity or less based on municipality guidelines. In auditoriums with traditional seating, every other row is blocked off in all auditoriums, including those wider AMC signature recliners. Guests will be asked to leave any empty seat between yourself and other guests. Most importantly, AMC will require guests to wear a mask inside the theater. I don't know, John. I'm scared to death because, like, I'll finish reading this in a minute, but when I went and seen Star Wars, which you haven't seen yet, just saying, it was awesome to see it in the movie theater, because it was, before that, I haven't been to a theater in a while, but I'm afraid this might be the total end of movie theaters because of COVID.
You know what? The horrible thing that happened a couple of years ago at the Batman movie, if that couldn't get rid of movie theaters, I don't know if COVID, I don't know, maybe. I mean, I was leery about going to movies after that happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that didn't bother me because it was like a one-off, but it bothered me because it felt horrible. But that stuff doesn't get to me as bad as this. But I understand. I'm not judging you. I follow your reasoning. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, I go in my godson's room because my brother-in-law, they got a new house. We went over to see their house yesterday, and my godson's room, he has like a 70-inch in his bedroom. So it's kind of to the point where with these TVs and the home entertainment systems, it's getting to the point where, and now all these movies are being dropped during the pandemic straight to the cable companies. It's kind of getting to the point where I think not just people not wanting to go, but I think the movie companies are going to say, why don't we just cut out the middleman? I think it's going to be more money-wise, John, than them caring about health or anything else. I could just see them saying, like, why are we giving movie theaters anything? We could just drop it on cable, split the difference with them, and be done with it.
Yeah, and with television shows like Game of Thrones that had such high budgets and cast of, you know, actors that obviously made some pretty good bank, you know. I mean, is there and just the writing of Game of Thrones, I mean, really, honestly, television is as good as anything that's coming out in theaters, you know what I mean?
And so. I don't want to see them. Now, on the other hand, I really don't want to see that happen because I know movie theaters employ people. I'm all for people working. But when it's all said and done, John, when you're sitting there on the fence of going to see, say you have a beautiful, you have a nice TV in your house, I do, when movies come straight to the house, it's a lot easier. I think more people would buy for the convenience of it. It's easy to just push that button when money's not coming out of pocket at the time.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. And you don't have to get in the car to drive, go out. If you're just scrolling through and there's nothing on and you see the latest Marvel movie drops, don't you think everybody would just be pushing the buttons? You understand what I'm saying? To buy it right away? To watch it, rent it?
At the same time, though, people have been predicting the end of the movie theater probably for a good 35, 40 years. I remember when VCRs came around that, well, then why are we going to go to the movie theaters anymore and stuff like that? I don't know.
The thing I think, Johnny, is, and I'm just worried about it, is I think because of this pandemic, a lot of these movies went straight to video, which they had contracts where they had to go to the movie theaters. Well, yeah, with this going on, this allowed it. It's just like mobile ordering. Once it's allowed, it's hard to put the horse back in the barn.
Yeah, and the interesting thing would be, you know, Disney has their own streaming service now. So exactly. if they make a movie and they release it on Disney streaming and it's available right there, why would you go to the theater to see it when you've got it right here?
Yeah, so. And I could see them on Disney streaming. Disney streaming, it's free after a while, but if you want to rent it right now when it's new to release, you can go on there and watch the latest Marvel or Star Wars movie for $5.
Yeah, I can see that too.
That's what I see coming, because even if it's like me and Brenda rented Brenda wanted to see The Invisible Man. That was $20 for us to rent it. It would have cost me 10 times that amount. It would, for take me, Brenda, and Mom there, it would have been $60 for us to go, plus popcorn, food. We got this for $20 and we would have spent $100 at the movie theater.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Going to the movies has never been cheap.
No, and I'm not saying it should be, because they have to pay staff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've never left a movie saying, oh, I don't believe, unless the movie was bad, but I understand why the movie theaters make their money off concessions.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But some of the, I mean, we compare, just comparatively, I never feel as bad at Disney as I do buying a soda at the movie theater. I mean, a soda I can buy at Circle K or 7-Eleven for $1.49 cost you $7.
Oh, absolutely.
It's ridiculous. And it's honestly.
The thing that bothers me, too, is like every soda's in a 55-ounce tub.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need that. A 20-ouncer, I'm good for the whole movie. Me and Brenda could split a 20-ouncer. You follow me? Split the popcorn, split a 20-ouncer. We're good. But
yeah.
I don't know. I could just see it
going back. So.
And it's just like, I play video games. And, you know, all my godsons and a lot of friends of mine, they want to stream them right away. Like, they'll download them. Like, right now, PlayStation, during all this, they gave away NBA 2K20 for free. Like, I'm actually downloading that. It was a free download if you belong to PlayStation Plus. But a lot of the guys download it directly. Like, instead of going to the store to buy the game, they'll just download the game. And I said, well, that's stupid. And they would say, why? Because you can't resell it then. If you buy the disc, at least when I'm done with it, I'll put it on eBay for $5-$10. You could trade it in for another one. You know how you go to the place and you trade it in at the GameStop or whatever, John? Or my friend's Bandit Video? If you do the digital download, you can't trade it in no more.
Yeah, you never get hardly anything out of it if you do try to resell them, though.
But, dude, my Call of Duties, a couple of them I sold, I got $20 for them.
Yeah. No, I don't think JJ, he's the video game nut in our house, and I don't think he's bought or he hasn't been to a GameStop or any place like that probably in 4 years.
Yeah.
He downloads everything. So.
See, I buy them all, like when the new Madden comes out, I take it to my buddy at Bandit, and he'll give me like $8-$10 for it, which it's still something back towards your new game.
Yeah.
Well, if you do the digital download, you're getting nothing back. I mean, bare minimum, a game that's a year old, like what I usually do is I'll trade it in like, if I'm done with it, 3 or 4 months before the new one comes out. So it still has a little value to it. And I'll get 10, then I'll get $20 for it, 15, 20. Because he could still resell it for $27, you follow me? But the point is, once you do a digital download, it's worthless. So,
yeah.
And all things said or done, I could always take the disc out for target practice or throw it as a frisbee. at least you got something in your hand. So.
I guess that's the same thing as still buying. I mean, do you still buy albums, or do you just get your music off iTunes?
I do that, but I don't do any of that. I stream Amazon Prime Music for free.
Yeah, so that went right out the window. Yeah.
Yeah, but the games, you still get something for them. So there's something about putting the disc in the console too. It works better. You know. Anyway, if you go away, you have the disc. You don't have to worry about it uploading. But we digress, John. We got to get off of this video game stuff.
Video game talk.
Yes. This is sponsored. Now, that Brian and Karma would definitely sponsor that, John.
There you go. There you go.
They like board games, and Brian plays Call of Duty. Head over to our friends at Carmen and Brian, The Adventures of Carmen and Brian on YouTube. They've been at Myrtle Beach quite a bit. They're enjoying Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time to be there.
So, but anyway, John, I really, I don't know. I think movie theaters are going to take a major hit with all this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And it's going to take a while, even if they do reopen and stuff, for people to feel comfortable about being in an enclosed environment like that. So, I don't know. From, you know, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the drive-ins may actually make somewhat of a comeback.
So. Yes, 100%. Walmart's taking that care of that too.
Yeah, SeaWorld is actually taking advantage of that situation right now. On the weekends, they do a fireworks show at 9 o'clock, and then they have their parking lot turns into a drive-in theater, and they play movies. And they actually did Christmas in July yesterday. I saw it. I would have actually thought about going to it because they played Elf and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And those are two of my favorite Christmas movies. So.
I love Christmas Vacation, dude. Elf is good too. Elf, I learned to like. At first, I didn't like it as much. Now I like it more. But Christmas Vacation has always been one of my favorites.
It's one of the best.
Yeah. So. But besides that, though, I hate Christmas in July, dude. I really do. It's Christmas is in December. I don't want Christmas in July. I want to enjoy summer. My wife, she hates it too. She watches that. We order a lot of stuff from QVC. They have a lot of nice products. But I hate it. They do Christmas in July. They started Christmas in July this year in June. It's like Disney. Moving forward, the Halloween parties, when this is all settled, is going to start June 1st, the day after Memorial Day. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I hate Christmas in July. I protest it as much as I can.
The things that upset you.
Yes.
Your favorite attraction, Doug. The Tomorrowland Transit Authority people mover remains closed due to technical difficulties. Magic Kingdom ride closed the first week of March, and it has not reopened since. The ride was cycling during the early days of the Magic Kingdom reopening in early July, and cast members at the time were expecting to begin operations. However, it's been closed and still dealing with some technical issues.
What the hell's going on with that, John? Like, I mean, the ride's 800 years old. They don't know how to fix it now.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, I love it, but it's not exactly the most technically advanced attraction out there. So, exactly how many problems can you have with it? So.
Yeah, I know they probably have. I mean, the ride is a one-off, so they probably have to make a lot of parts for it.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, they probably have to engineer the parts. They probably have to make them on property or whatever to fix it, but. I mean, this is getting a little long in the tooth how long this is taking to fix. I mean, it's making me think that they really don't want it fixed right now.
Yeah, it is a little odd, and you're right about that. I mean, for example, I know firsthand the water screen at Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, the one where they used to have an image of Barbossa or...
Blackbeard or whatever it was.
Blackbeard, yeah, on that. That was down when I started working there, and the reason was that they had bought that technology from a company from Sweden. They were the only ones that had the parts, and that company has since went out of business. So there's nothing you can do to repair it. So
yeah, well, they're gonna have to manufacture the part. I mean, Disney has built enough stuff. I'm sure that they could figure it out somehow.
But have something to do for the people mover.
Yeah, I think. The way that runs constantly, they're just trying. There's something to do with germs or something like that that they don't want to take on right now, I think.
I don't know. It's open air. So, you know, of all the attractions, that's the one that you really wouldn't have to worry that much about. I mean, because other than the little bit you go through is the building, Space Mountain, such. Yeah, I don't know.
There's still something. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. It's rare that it happens, but I could be wrong.
It has been known.
It has been known to happen. But I just don't get it. I mean, I don't get how this... Because what was it? This is broken down since March.
Yeah.
When has a ride ever taken that long that hasn't been refurbished? I mean, at the very least, Disney, say you're redoing something then. So, adjustments coming to Star Wars Rise of the Resistance virtual queue, John?
Anything with Star Wars. Sounds good. Beginning July 24th, the virtual queue at Star Wars Rise of the Resistance will change distribution times. Currently, guests have an opportunity at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 4 p.m. to request to join the virtual queue effective July 24th. That will change to 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. The virtual queue allocation continues to run out very quickly, usually within 30 seconds of becoming available. That is fairly quickly.
Holy moly.
So, yeah, you better have your app ready to go at 10 or 2.
That is crazy, dude. See, that's the thing. Like I said, with Jimmy and them going for the first time, they'd never get in.
Oh, yeah. It would be nearly impossible to try to schedule that along with everything else you're trying to do.
This I feel bad for, dude. The 2020 Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend canceled in tradition to a virtual event. That's sad. I mean, I feel bad for Judith and Mike from Be Our Guest Mike and all those, everybody, because they have a big running crew over there. They work hard all year to do this and meet up there and all the meets and greets and all the friendships from this, and it's sad that they're not going to be able to do it this year.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to think when you're running, you're probably not going to want to be wearing a mask, and
no.
You're probably not going to be too worried about being within 6 feet of each other either. So, yeah.
No, I just feel bad for the camaraderie. I mean, a lot of our friends of the show, they look forward. Like I said, Judith and all, they she's running this, and they look forward to this every year, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
So. But it's going to be virtual. The Run Disney has today announced, this is 3 days ago, that it has canceled the 2020 Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend at Walt Disney World and Resort, and instead we'll be doing a virtual event. All registered guests for the on-site event will have the option of receiving a full refund for the race. I hope so, if you canceled it. Regarding the future events, Run Disney has said it plans to host the 2021 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend is scheduled, and we'll share more details at a later date. And then if you want, you can go there for the full update, because it's like forever, but they're having a virtual event online. So, there's a lot there, John.
Oh, yeah. A lot of information.
So, head on over. I'll be reading. This is like almost as long as reading the Godfather saga. So... But anyway, you can do a virtual event with things going on. I think they've done that before where they've handed out ribbons and stuff like that. They mailed them to you. And remember, John, you could buy the ribbon?
Yeah.
I think you had to buy it.
Buy the medal.
Yeah.
It kind of defeats the purpose, but, you know.
Yeah, here's the Magic Kingdom, the Grand Floridian Walkway. I mean, I just don't – you look at that, John, and have all the engineering done on Disney property – that looks like one of the easiest things they've ever built. It's beautiful. I mean, it's nice. It was not easy to do, but it still don't look like anything that was like a major undertaking, does it, John?
Over on the other side of the lake, they have a water bridge.
Yes, exactly. The Contemporary.
I mean, this was not breaking any ground at Walt Disney World. I mean, basically, me and you and a shop to Home Depot, we probably could have got this done in a weekend.
Yeah, so. I mean, it looks nice. It's going to be nice.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a drawbridge or not, if it goes up or not. But as far as Disney's building and all the stuff they've made on property, this would be like scale of 1 to 10. This would be a half.
Yeah, yeah.
To do. So
I mean, think about the bridge that used to the drawbridge at Epcot, where they bring out the
barges,
the globe, and all that stuff. So
yeah, and that's beautiful the way they did that with the rock, everything, like the landscaping and all around that. You wouldn't even know that it goes up and down, really.
Yep.
So I don't know what the hell took them so long to build this bridge here, because. I mean, if I'm staying at the Grand Floridian paying the most of any room on property and I can't walk or get, and I'm the last one getting the monorail, you know, I'm kind of pissed off. I think the Grand Floridian, for as beautiful it is, and it's supposed to be the flagship resort, I would say, either at or Contemporary, I don't know why it gets the back end of a lot of stuff. You know what I mean, John?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just the way that it was positioned. But yeah, it's about time they built this bridge. It really is.
I mean, holy moly, I think it makes this resort, it makes me want to stay there now. Because I've always wanted, I mean, if I had the choice between that and the Contemporary, I'm staying at the Contemporary because I want to walk to the Magic Kingdom.
No,
I don't want to deal with the parking
just
lot.
I feel better. I feel more comfortable at the Contemporary or the Polynesian than I do at the Grand Floridian. But JJ and Lisa absolutely love the Grand Floridian. I felt out of place. But yeah, that's me. So.
They're Upper Crest, and you're the the lawn boy. You know what I'm saying? You're the little valet for them, too, John. You're the gardener.
I walked around the entire time we were there looking for the service entrance because I don't need to go in through the front door. I feel a little awkward.
Yeah, you remember that thing you used to do in school where they would say, which one looks out of place? And there'd be four guys standing there, and I'd circle you first, John.
Yeah, see? There you go.
But anyway, it just shows all pictures of it. It really looks good. It's showing construction pictures of how the undertaking was done, but it's about time, Disney. This should have been done 20 years ago.
When they sold the bricks, I can't imagine why it wasn't done at that time. You know, when you were buying to just put bricks on there, right? Just for more places to sell the bricks. I don't know.
It's just like now I wouldn't mind if I get a hold of our friends over at Davids and got a good rate on a room, I would stay there now because I like the convenience of being out of walk. I don't want to deal with the monorail, really. I like the monorail, but, John, you have to admit, when it's crowded, the monorail is not. I don't like being in there, especially when they ram in. Like you said, they can't stand now, but when things are normal, I don't like somebody's butt in my face the entire ride around that loop. Do you, John?
No, and there's another point that as a man that we don't have to even think about anymore. For the longest time, like if you were on the monorail or the bus and it was a crowded day, I wouldn't even sit down because I want to avoid that situation where you offer your seat to a woman and she refuses, and then so I just stand up automatically. I don't even worry about offering my seat. I'm just standing anyhow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now,
well,
there is no question of it.
Yeah.
So.
What I would do on the bus, like I'd sit when it started to get crowded, then I would hop up right away and give my seat up.
Yeah.
Before I'd even had to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's what I always did too, because I don't want to avoid the awkward situation of, ma'am, would you like my seat? And then I did one time, and this woman went off on me about how she thinks, what do you think, I can't stand? We'll back off.
I had that happen to me one time holding the door for a lady, and she gave me grief for, why are you holding it for me? I am a woman. I can hold it for myself.
I'm more than capable of holding the door myself. Okay.
I'm sorry my father told me to treat a woman with respect. Forgive me. Next time I'll slam it in your face. I mean, what do you want from me? I'm a gentleman. My wife to this day, I think we've been together since 91, and I could count on one hand the amount of times she's opened her own car door. I let her in every time when she goes in. The door we go in the store, I hold every. I think at this point she'd probably walk into the door because she's so used to me holding it. And I'm proud of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she wouldn't, but you get my point, John. It's like I hold every door. I'm the guy that at Wawa, Brenda will be in the store, and 15 minutes later I'm coming in because I hold it for everybody.
Holding the door. You run into that a lot at the parks. If you you know the swinging gates when you get off a boat or something, and the gates, and then you see somebody with a wheelchair, so you're holding it for them, and then all of a sudden you're holding it for this whole family of 17. And
I've been Carlton the doorman many a times.
Yes.
You know what that's from?
No.
What was I'm trying to think? It's from that show that what you would call it with Eddie Van Halen's wife, Valerie Bartonelli. It was from that. He was the doorman. So
is that the Rhoda one or something?
Yeah, back in the day. But yeah, it was Carlton the doorman. That's who I end up playing half the time. But I like doing it. I like helping, being nice to people, John. I like at work. I say thank you, excuse me, pardon me, and they're like, guys get angry with you for being. I said, what is wrong with being courteous and nice? What's wrong with having manners? I mean, I don't get it. Excuse me. Like they get mad at you for saying excuse me, John. What is wrong with you people?
Well, you work with a bunch of construction workers, and I'm sure that you've ran into a lot of issues at lunch where people are doing things at lunch that are inappropriate.
Dude, they all know. The guys that eat with me terrible, now. Man. Oh, my God. I mean, the guys will do something wrong. They go, oh, Dougie's here. We're sorry.
Yes.
They're sorry.
Yeah, come on, I admit, I'm eating here. Come on.
I am prim and proper, dude. I got napkins, utensils. When I eat, I got a little bucket I put in front of me as another table. I'm not a slob, dude. You'll never see Doug wipe his face with his arm. Now, Tomator will wipe his face with his foot. My brother even cares. So, but anyway, this is sad, John. I know Mike from Be Our Guest. They loved Ample Hills. And they're supposed to be closing, John.
One of the places that my nephew was looking forward to most on going over to the boardwalk was getting some ice cream at Ample Hills, because him and Lisa did that last year, or the last time he was down, and he said it was the best ice. It was expensive, but it was the best ice cream he ever had. And it's so he's going to be disappointed. It wasn't open when we were there, and obviously it's not going to reopen. So Ample Hills expected to permanently close its location. I lost my story.
At the Boardwalk Resort and to cancel Disney Springs location.
Yeah, following Ample Hills bankruptcy, new owners are attempting to bring the brand back to life and reopening its New York area stores. Unfortunately, it appears that Walt Disney World locations are not in the future plans. The company has operated a location at the Boardwalk for the last 5 years and was in the early construction phases of opening a location at Disney Springs on the west side. Despite construction walls going up for new Ample Hills Disney Springs location, we understand that very little work has actually taken place inside. Disney has yet to make any announcement on what will happen to either location.
See, now, this is just me, but there are two beautiful ice cream stands. There needs to be an ice cream stand in probably both places. Why wouldn't Disney just open them up? Like, continue the construction and open it back up?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's quite a few places now at Disney Springs where you can get gelatos and ice creams, but I don't think anybody would ever complain about another ice cream one out there. But at the Boardwalk, we had talked about this before the place even was mentioned. I thought it would have been a good idea because of the popularity of Beaches and Cream across the way at the yacht club or the beach club, how popular.
Yeah, you can't get in there half the time.
That place is so. Why don't they just reopen it as Beaches and Cream Part 2 or something? Same concept and just on the other side of the lake.
Or if Ample Hills is looking to, they're restructuring the business, maybe Disney keeps it and just sells Ample, use them as their distributor, and they run the two ice cream stands.
I don't understand what's the big deal of having an ice cream. I mean, come on. It's not that. You do it all over the place. Open an ice cream stand.
So. The place is already set up as an ice cream stand. So maybe Disney should hopefully they will. We don't know what they're doing, but might be a good idea. One's almost done construction. The other one is beautiful and done. Maybe Disney just buy the ice cream from them.
Yeah, that. Or there's a Haagen-Dazs place at Disney Springs, too. Maybe they'd put in Haagen-Dazs at Boardwalk. But anyhow, it's all set up as an ice cream parlor.
And it's
certainly
beautiful.
Somebody will get in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a shame to see it go. I mean, and you know COVID probably is what knocked it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, any of those companies that were on the edge like that, and ice cream is, you know, you have to have somebody make your ice cream cone for you and hand it to you. Yes,
So what were your thoughts of the beautiful castle, John? The paint-by-numbers castle, as everybody called it.
It was very pretty. I mean, it wasn't a beautiful day I was there. It was raining, dreary, but nonetheless, the castle really stands out now. It's very pronounced, and when you walk through the walk underneath the arches, underneath your railroad there, and you see it's big and bold now. I mean, so there is no blending into the sky like some of the gray days and stuff with the old colors. It is definitely full of color and full and vibrant. Now, so.
Oh, it looks gorgeous. It looks regal now. Really
there
regal.
There you go. Yep.
Because they show pictures here of, like, the one walkway up to it with all the pillars and stuff like that, and it absolutely looks gorgeous. And everybody is breaking stones about the paint by numbers. And believe me, I know why they do that, because these shades are just off. And you go painting away some days, and you get that tunnel. Like, you're just in work mode and your brain starts to die after being out in the heat so long. It's nice to have a number in front of you so it clicks you to say, yo, I need to be at number 6 paint, not number 4 paint.
Yeah, that's people that obviously are not in the industry and they don't know how it's done anyway. So, you know, leave the people alone, let them do their work.
Well, you know who put those numbers on there, right? It was the architect. She goes up and they'll change it up, and also as it's going on, as it's coming down, they'll probably change the different darknesses, the different, you know, textures of the different shades of it, if you follow me, to kind of make it they're trying to make it seem taller and bigger, and, you know, I mean, that's how you stretch it by the different shades and shadows, and they have to put that on there. Whatever, I'll take a number six. Like, I didn't get the whole funny. It wasn't funny to me. It's not funny. Funny how?
What are you saying? I'm a funny guy? Why?
Yeah.
What? Funny
it's just
how?
Not funny. What else we have here, Johnny? Look at reopening Hollywood Studios. Dude, I'll tell you what. I love Hollywood Boulevard as much as any other grand entrance to any of the other parks. I love walking down Hollywood Boulevard now that the Chinese Theater can be seen again. Don't you?
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. So, and I do not miss the Sorcerer's Hat. So, I would have, like you said, maybe liked it out front or something like that. It would have looked pretty cool, but it definitely was out of place blocking the Chinese Theater.
It was stupid all along. But I love the hat, but it should have been, they should have put it right out front where the friendship boats and all come in.
Yeah. Yep. And where the Christmas tree goes. Yeah, it,
so. And like I said, you know how you have the store outside the Animal Kingdom where you can buy stuff?
Yep.
They should have did the same thing with that. Turned it into like a little walk-in store there.
Could have done that, or they could have hooked up the Mickey dudes and put a little Joffrey's coffee cart inside of it.
There you go. And we could have seen Dave and Pat out there all day. So, what else do we have here? I'm over at News Today and seeing what's going on there. Construction begins on Love Pop greeting card retail store at Disney Springs. You going to buy any greeting cards at Disney Springs, John?
I'd go in there. I mean, cards are so expensive as it is. Just buying a birthday card nowadays is, what, $6, $7, $8 a pop? Depending on which one. And any you really like are going to be that much. So,
you go buy a... Dude, I go in the Hallmark at Christmas time. I can't get out of there without $100.
Well, you buy the personalized cards for everybody then.
Well, we do. Well, me, my wife, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, sister, like the immediate family we do. And then we send out boxes to everybody else. But by the time you get the whole immediate family, dude, minimum you're at $70-$80.
Yeah. Hallmark can run up that bill really quick. And Lisa loves the Hallmark ornament, so I spend that much or double that usually at least every couple of years in ornaments.
Well,
so
that's why I said $100, because I usually end up with a Disney ornament or two. Like, I got Doug sitting right here on my Doug the little ornament, the doggy from my movie Up. He went from being a Christmas tree ornament to sitting on my shelf in here behind me.
I've got a couple of Chevy Chase vacation ones that have made that transition. So. Yeah.
So I love my... And I got a Mike Wazowski that sits up here. He was supposed to be, but he could be either way. You follow me? So I love my Disney ornaments. Buzz Lightyear. So, but the shop will be relatively small, squeezed into some unused space between Ron John's and Superdry. So I'll head over and see it, John.
Yeah, just another place to walk into and check out.
No, so, but you can get your own personalized greeting Disney cards. I'm on board with that.
Absolutely.
What is this? What are these Beauty and the Beast things, John? You see them?
Well, let's take a look. No one's gloomy or complaining using the new Beauty and the Beast spatulas found in the Magic Kingdom. It's with the deepest pride and greatest pleasure that I share you tonight these amazing new kitchen spatulas which they found in the Magic Kingdom. Featuring Lumiere and Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast, this flatware sure is entertaining. The duo appears to have been re-enchanted into this set of two spatulas, and they are sure to bring smiles to any kitchen.
They're pretty neat looking.
Yeah, they're different. I don't think you're actually going to use those, but they would be nice kitchen decor. So.
I would put it, I would use it. I'm all the burning his head. Oh, Lumiere, I'm burning your head in the frying pan. I'd feel like I'm torturing him, John. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Be smiling at you as you use them to flip your omelet.
Yeah, that's about all you're going to do, use the omelet or scrambled eggs with them. I don't see you picking up a burger with either one of them.
No, I don't see that. So. But like I said, they would look good. They would look a lot better as decor as opposed to actual usable items. So.
I'm in for this, John. Did you see the new Jungle Cruise hats? Jungle Cruise Skipper? And I have just met you and I love you. And has a little doggy paw on there. Stay in the shade with new Jungle Cruise and Up baseball caps from the Magic Kingdom. So that's pretty cool. I like the Up hat with little dog footprint.
And they've got this Jungle Cruise Skipper hat, and they also have a backpack. The backpack's like a brown canvas with leather accents. It looks really nice, too. And if I had made it over to Jungle Cruise instead of Pirates, I would be picking up both of these. But now it feels, you know, as a guest, it would be one thing, but it feels awkward since I worked on Pirates of buying Jungle Cruise stuff. So,
That is so funny. Like, Doug himself is smiling on the side of the hat. We're just talking about Doug, and then a story comes up about this hat. Ain't that crazy?
There you go. The little brass tab at the back is a paw print. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it's adorable. It's adorbs, John. It's adorbs.
God, there it is again. 2 weeks in a row.
Yes, it is. But they're $27.99, these hats. Baseball hats are getting a little pricey, aren't they, John?
Yeah, they are. T-shirts are now, the cheapest you can find any t-shirt now is, I think, $29.99, and then they go up from there. And women's shirts are more expensive than men's, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but they always are.
Well, you want to know why? And I'm not even saying this to be smart, so don't throw stones at me, but women buy more clothes than men.
They're going to make the t-shirts more expensive?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a way to get more money. See, a price lower, a man will buy it. You follow me? You understand what I'm saying? They're trying to entice us to actually buy some stuff. See, with me and you, it's one thing we're usually good. Now, my brother, his wife, man, she would leave like 6-7 outfits. He'd work overtime before he went there. She'd buy a new outfit. She'd pack to take the trip down, and they would go for 2 weeks, and then she'd buy an outfit for every day they're there. He'd be like, why'd you pack?
If you're just going to buy new clothes every day.
Yeah, he'd probably leave with like $1,000 worth of clothes by the time they were out of there. Anyway, seek out a Spirit of Norway in the new Spirit jersey at Epcot, John. Judith's going to be calling you.
I don't know. I sent her a couple of pictures of the newest ones out there, and she's like, "I've got about 8 of them in the closet. I got to slow down."
There you go. Even Judith is slowing down with the Disney stuff. What else? Morocco Pavilion at Epcot reopens with a very minimal social distancing. People love reporting on people being close together. It's like that. The tattletale you had in every class. Am I wrong, John?
You're absolutely right. I saw a tweet this morning from somebody who said, I went into the Magic Kingdom yesterday, and like 5% of the people were not wearing masks, or they just had them around their necks, and there was no attempt at social distancing. I'm done. I'm never going back until this is all over. Well, then, why do you have to report about that? I mean, just don't go.
No, we get it, but...
Yeah, and my experience was exactly the opposite. Everybody was wearing their masks that I saw out there, covering their nose and their mouth, and everybody was 6 foot apart. Now, you're not going to be constantly 6 feet apart. Unless you walk in there with an inner tube around you. People are going to pass you by every once in a while within 3 or 4 feet of you. It's going to happen. I'm sorry. If you want to constantly stay that far away from everybody, you might as well just stay home. So,
well, what they should do is they should get a really good like Milwaukee tape measure and stick it out 6 foot in front of them and just keep spinning and tell people to stay back.
There you go.
Put one on each side of your your belt and extend it 6 feet out and lock it. And then just keep everybody away from you. But I don't know, John. You know that I'm Mr. Put Your Card Away the whole nine yards. But I will say, 90, I'd say 98% of everybody at all the stores and everywhere around here has been pretty good with masks. The only problem we have is on the job site, people not wearing them. But all the stores, restaurants, everywhere we go around here in New Jersey, I will have to take my hat off. Everybody's been good. So
they had to mandate it in my areas. The government never did. The stores themselves had to actually step in and actually say it. So all the grocery stores, Walmart, Publix, everywhere except, I believe, Winn-Dixie has put out their own statement saying that you have to wear a mask to come in. And for the most part, people are doing it. There's a lot of them that are very unhappy about it. Nonetheless, I think 4 or 5 incidents this week at the Walmart here where the cops had to be called. But
Well, you don't have to go to Walmart. I understand people
want the pickup.
Right.
Order, pick it up yourself, you know? So.
It's sad. The Moroccan Pavilion in Epcot is home to shopping, dining, and exhibits. We walked around the pavilion to get a better idea of any social distancing measurements that took place. The good thing is, John, your shawarma platter is back out there.
Well, you know what? That actually sounds really good.
Yeah. The Moroccan Pavilion has some small spaces, so we were curious to see about how they accounted for social distancing. See, this is the thing. Like, okay. The whole idea, tell me if I'm wrong, John. The idea of wearing a mask is if you can't be more than 6 feet away. Am I wrong?
Correct.
If you're outside and you're more than 6 feet, technically you don't need a mask. It's if you're... Now, if you're wearing the mask, that allows you to get within 6 feet of people. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work?
That was the original guidelines, correct?
Yes, exactly. And that's the guidelines you're still getting. The reason you're wearing the mask is because you're walking next to people.
Yes, like I said, people are going to come within 6 feet of you. There's no avoiding it. It really isn't.
Okay, so why are we crying about the social distancing here? If everybody I see in these pictures have masks on, so they are social distancing.
Yep. And if you go to a theme park, folks, there's going to be children there, and children, and even well-behaved children, sometimes they're at the Magic Kingdom. They may run and pass you within a foot of you. It's going to happen, you know? So
the idea of wearing a mask is so we can get close to each other.
Yes.
You don't want to hug nobody. You really don't want to get close to them. But if you do walk by them, if everybody's wearing a mask, they are technically social distancing. They don't have the mask on, then yeah, bitch. But don't be bitching about social distancing, because that's the reason for the mask.
Yeah, and this whole article is basically saying that there's no social distancing inside the Morocco Pavilion, but if you're looking at it, there's nobody there.
Exactly. So. I don't get it.
There's plenty of space.
I don't get it.
I'm trying to make a story out of what really isn't a story. So.
That T-shirt on the cover here... my other ride is a monorail. That's pretty cool, too. It's like the bumper sticker you got me with the friendship. I like that T-shirt. That's a cool shirt, John. I will give them credit. They are coming out with some nice, unique clothing again. For a while there, it was all the same stuff. Am I wrong?
They've got really, really cool, unique merchandise for the attractions and stuff like that. It's always nice to see. And then resort specific stuff, you know, that's always nice to see if you stay at a different resort and you can find a different t-shirt or a new pin or something that matches the resort instead of just the generic Walt Disney World Resort ones.
Well, the good news is, John, you were at Epcot a couple weeks ago or a week ago, and you got to roam around all the countries and all, and you said the problem was a lot of the stores weren't open. So
right.
Now they seem to be opening a lot more around World Showcase, which it's good. The Arabis Brothers, makers of beautiful glass art, have reopened their doors at Epcot. And that's what makes Epcot so beautiful, to see all the different stuff from around the countries.
Absolutely. And going in, like we said, interacting with the cast members from other countries and seeing the merchandise that while there is going to, of course, be some cheesy Disney merchandise, which I love, but there's also going to be some unique merchandise from those countries themselves. So
slowly but surely, at least things are starting to reopen again, John, and that makes me very happy, because I just hope the goodness that we can get some more people from the countries eventually back in, because there's nothing like going up to the Rose and Crown pub and hearing all those UK accents asking me if I want, do you want to sit inside or out? You know what I mean? I just love the interaction with the cast members. So.
Yep. You want to have the pint, you know, do you want a pint asked in the appropriate language or in the appropriate context, accent? So.
No, I miss it, but. Yeah, a lot of these stores are starting to reopen, and that's a good thing. You ever bought anything from the Erebus Brothers, the glass company?
Yeah, we've got a couple of, well, go figure, beer mugs.
No, really?
I know, right?
You don't drink Strange. Much beer, John, do you?
Yeah. But yeah, I've actually had a couple of beer mugs made personalized out there. And it's weird because they're a third-party company out there. You can get stuff put on there like Beer Solo, so yeah, I've actually got a grumpy one that says Beer Solo on it. But then other, if it's actually Disney itself, they won't personalize Beer Solo on anything. So like my Magic Bands or phone case or anything from D-Tech, they won't put Beer Solo on. So
that's weird.
Even though I tried to say it with my last name, it's not Beer Solo, it's Basolo.
That's funny. We were speaking of teas a little bit ago, and new Walt Disney World statement teas by Disney's Park and Her Universe arrive at Disney Springs. And make a statement, new Walt Disney World teas show off your love of the parks with new apparel from Disney Parks and Her Universe. You can check out a full collection below, including tees, tanks, and even a pair of snazzy shorts. The Walt Disney World shirt, they're nice shirts. And like you were talking about the lady shirts, John. This t-shirt here is $36.99. It says Magic Kingdom, Disney's Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot, Walt Disney World. It's $36.99. It is a nice tee, though.
Yeah, yeah. I knew they were more expensive because that's the ones that Lisa usually likes. So, yeah.
They got a Best Day Ever t-shirt, which adds $36.99. Fantasyland, Adventureland, Tomorrowland, Frontierland, Walt Disney World. That's $36.99. It's black and white. It's like cut in half. And then they have the tank top with Mickey's on it. And then Stay All Day. That's $36.99. So they have a lot of different statement tees. And oh, the tank top. I'm sorry. That's a lot cheaper. That's only $34.99, John. I guess the sleeves are only worth a buck a piece. And then the shorts. They're $40 for a pair of shorts, John. They have Mickey's head on them.
Hit it.
I mean, dude, I got to go get a Mickey head stamp. I'll buy some shorts and some white paint, and we'll spot them on there. We'll sell them for $20. What do you think?
Sounds good. I was just thinking the t-shirts that I told you about earlier. I bought 5 of them for $84. So, you know, as opposed to what I could get, 1.5 of these for that price, or 2. That's it.
Yeah, it's so. Funny, dude. But anyway, what else we have here, Johnny? I don't see much more to you.
No, it doesn't look like there wasn't a whole lot going on this week, so.
Nah, just normal stuff, crazy stuff in the world. The positive thing, this portion of the show is brought to you by the adventures of Carmen and Brian. Baseball's back. My Sixers won. They play again today at noon. Hockey's right around the corner. Please let there be football.
Oh, goodness. Speaking of football, yes, I'm setting up the our fantasy football league again. So it's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. So yes, please, please, please let there be football.
Yeah. My buddy Joey from work, who's the big Disney fan. I told you his wife, she worked at Disney and they have DVC. His family, his wife and his mother-in-law, they go 3-4 times a year. My buddy Joe Rod, he's going to join the league. So I have one spot already, John.
All right.
He wants in our fantasy league this year. We talk smack at work, so. And then this year, what we'll do, John, is again I'm gonna send you over to the co-op store, and we're gonna get a little gift bag for the winner.
Hey, that sounds good.
You know, I'll send you over there. We could do a FaceTime, John, and we'll do some shopping. How's that sound?
Hey, there we go. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, maybe we'll do like a $50 gift bag. How's that sound, John?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, $50 at the co-op store, that'll get you quite a bit.
Yeah. You can definitely go into that D-Tech store. You can go into the 28th and Main store. There's that pet shop in there now where you can buy all kinds of Disney merch for your pets.
Or hopefully the Disney Cast Connection opens again.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Really hook you up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I meant, John. Send you over there.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, definitely Cast Connection. We could definitely...
That's what I'm... Yeah, we'll send you there, and we'll do maybe like $50 of stuff, John. We could have some fun. That could be a hell of a little gift basket.
Oh, for at that place, absolutely. So, yeah, and unfortunately, that is not reopened yet. Lisa's like foaming at the mouth, waiting for that place to reopen, but it's not yet, honey, not yet. So,
if we could kick John out of the house, if John had to leave the house for open Cast Connection, John, nice to see you, buddy. Right?
Exactly.
She'd unload you quick, but no. Sports is back. I hope football plays, John. We all have to work. They should have to work, John. That's all I'm saying. What cracks me up is, and I get why they're scared, but dude, you're cracking your head against each other all day. I think it's a dangerous sport to begin with, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And what really cracks me up is some of the baseball players. I mean, how close are baseball players? You're playing the outfield. I mean, relax, buddy.
Dude, they're barely near each other, and it's scary, but it's like we all have to work. I mean, what cracks you up is, though, like I'm watching football players the other day, and they're worried about doing this, and then there's pictures of them all strolling through Miami Beach at all the clubs. And all the with no mask on and stuff. You understand what I'm saying, John?
And you hit other people for a living. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty dangerous out there, kids.
Yes.
But anyway, everybody we want safe. Don't email me. Say I'm not taking this seriously. Believe me, I am. But anyway, we do need football. It was nice to see my Sixers. It's nice to see them in the bubble. Disney seems to be doing the right thing in the NBA down there with them in the bubble.
Yeah, everything I've seen about it so far is they're doing a good job, so hopefully they keep it up. And I think this whole country needs sports. I mean, it's a diversion for a lot of people, not just men. There's a lot of women that love sports too, so it's and it gets your mind off of things. And
oh, absolutely.
So I really think we need to have it back, you know.
Well, not just that, it puts a lot of people to work, John.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not even being smart, like nobody thinks about it, and it's crazy to say, but we talked about NFL films, but what about ESPN? How much longer can those people at SportsCenter just sit there in all of Connecticut? Do you know how many hundreds of people that ESPN employs, the network?
Yeah, gobs and gobs and gobs.
Absolutely, and not just that, all your local newscasters and sports radio, and there's a trillion dollar industry around sports. Everybody looks at it, it's just the athletes. No, it's not just the athletes, it's all your local news. What about your newspapers, John? Online articles, there's fantasy football. How big is fantasy football, John?
Huge.
I mean, like, everybody just looks at it as it's not needed. Well, then all the grocery store workers, the nurses, the doctors, all of them should stop working too, John. What cracks you up is, like, local guys. Like, some of the local guys, they don't want to play. Like, I don't want to mention names, but I'll see pictures of them in Bob's Little Big Sports Shop. They're going out. They're going to the sporting goods store, but they don't want to play baseball, if you follow me, John.
Yeah.
Okay, if you really are that scared, which I agree with you for being that scared, if you're right, we're free here. We're free in America to do whatever you want, as long as it's within the law. If you don't want to, but so you're that rich, lock yourself in your compound and don't leave. And I would respect you for that. But don't say you don't want to play baseball and then you're going in Bob's Little Big Sports Shop without a mask on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, speaking of exactly that, you know, my son's a big wrestling fan, and all the wrestlers came back months ago. I mean, they've been doing it here in Orlando, their events and stuff like that. And one of them didn't want to come back. He was a little too nervous. He's got a lot of kids. I think he's actually got some elderly parents that lived with him, and he just didn't feel comfortable about it. And he just moved back up to Canada and is in Saskatchewan now, in the middle of nowhere. So that's what he wanted to do.
And I respect
that. Yeah, exactly. But he's not going to the clubs. Stuff, so.
No, just don't sit there and say you don't want to play, but do everything else. But you still want to get paid, though.
Yep.
So, anyway, all I know is hopefully we have a football season, because we need it, John. We need things. Definitely. We need it. Hopefully the vaccine is the main thing that comes out of all this.
I don't need to see the Buccaneers sign Tom Brady and then not have an NFL season.
No, I hear you. He's not getting any younger, that old man.
Exactly. I mean.
Yeah, that. Yeah, you know, I don't like him much, John, between me and you. Don't tell Judith or Tommy, but I don't
You
like
know what?
Him.
I think he's a great guy.
Well, all I know is make sure your footballs are inflated. And make sure there's no camera crews running around taping other people's games.
That was all Belichick. You know, Tom Brady had nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah. Belichick knew about the filming, but Brady knew about his balls. Trust me. He knows exactly how inflated his balls are. So.
Well, generally, most football players do know about
yes.
their balls.
That's what I love. That's one of the reasons, one of the things I loved about Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner flat out said on NFL Network, he's lying. He goes, I know exact. Nobody touches those footballs after me. They know. I know exactly what they are. There was no way I'd even throw it on the field if I knew the air was off in it. You follow me?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like John. You know your truck when you were driving truck every day. You know if you knew if somebody changed your truck out on you, even if it was identical, you would still know the difference. As soon as you started driving, am I wrong?
Yep.
So. Like my tape and knives. I know the feel of my knives. They're broken into me. So, but anyway, John, I'm going to let you get home. You got a long day. You got to head into Walmart?
Yeah, pick up a couple items.
So, well, be careful in there, John. And wear your mask, buddy.
I've got it.
So, please, guys, everybody be kind to one another. Stay safe. Stay sound. Hold a door for somebody. Put your carts away and be kind. Right, Johnny?
And now would be a good time if, you know, you want to go to the pub, but you can't because, you know, the bars aren't open yet. Well, head over to our virtual pub at WDW Main Street Pub and the Main Street Pub, please, on Facebook and ask to join. And please post some Disney pictures and lift up everybody's mood a little bit. And if you have a minute, me and Doug would greatly appreciate it if you went over to iTunes and left us a review. That's the only way that other people can find our show is to get good reviews or even bad reviews. We don't care. Tell them that I'm boring and Doug talks too much. We don't care. That would be great. So
yes.
Please leave us a review if you get a chance.
Please do that because our uploads are we're getting more downloads, but we're not getting – nobody wants to waste the time to go over to iTunes. Please, we really need that. It helps us out a lot. I mean, we got many downloads from the United Kingdom. We have Germany, New Zealand. How about somebody over there? Why don't you send us a kind review, please? We'd really appreciate it. Right, John?
Absolutely. It'd make our day.
So, everybody be kind to one another, and we'll talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.